Here we go.
Yeah. What's going on, world? It's your boy Jones. And we back every Tuesday or Wednesday. Whatever I get the description in. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
Cooling, baby. What's happening with you?
Trying to stay cool.
That shit hot.
Man.
Ain't no such thing.
The southern heat different, man.
Ain't no such thing, bro.
The southern heat different.
I'm talking about way different.
Yeah, man. It's been baking the last few days.
This that crust upon heat.
Yeah, then kids, you know, they still leaving kids in cars and shit. Like, what is wrong with people, man? Like, they'll lock you up leaving a dog in a car, but you gonna leave your child in a car? I bet you they got that dog out.
You get less trouble
with the kid. Yeah, that's crazy.
But the thing, across that pond, like every place I done been,
yeah,
it's normal.
Oh, really? Psst. I can't do it.
They tough.
I couldn't do this every day.
Them cats over, they tough.
I couldn't do it.
When you go think you're gonna fight them, just an average Jamaican. An average Jamaican to put it on your ass.
He's built for this shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
tough as shit.
I walk in and out like.
It's just some of the shit that they did, because I was a tipper.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, I tip people. I know. Ain't no way. Just like we was on them bamboo boat.
Mm-hmm.
A normal American nigga, he'd give up.
Yeah, he ain't gonna do
he
that.
Ain't going that far with it.
Yeah.
He ain't.
Yeah.
And then it's a lot of.
Yeah, a lot of. Yeah, you got to have strength.
My driver was called Skinny.
Yeah, he was. I seen you posted him. He was skinny too. He was smaller than me. I ain't small no more.
They put that mud on your arm leg?
Fuck no. I was gonna do it too, but they got a girl for it.
Oh, they do. how about on your lady? They put on her.
Yeah, let her get them feet.
Just the feet.
Just the feet.
No calf. No. None of that.
Yeah. He come up right to the calf. Yeah, but he tried to go up high. Watch that, buddy. Watch that.
Rude boy.
Easy.
What up?
What's going on, brother?
There it is.
How was your, how you doing, brother? You
I'm
good?
Straight, man.
Good.
Cool. Good. Bowling.
Bowling in the bitty.
Yeah. I got to ask you first before we jump into anything else.
Uh-huh.
Which one of your middle school teachers came to see you?
So technically she wasn't my middle school teacher.
She just worked.
She was a middle school teacher at the school. She said she was the art teacher, but I don't remember her.
Okay.
White lady name is Stokes.
Mm.
You remember her?
I didn't take Miss Stokes.
I
didn't
have
another art teacher.
I think I did too.
What school is that?
At Big Air.
Miss Stokes.
But she was on the other side of town, and she came like the last few years of the school.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like,
well, she would have been there with her.
Yeah. Her husband was like over the buses before he died, before my uncle took over.
Mm.
So he had the buses for the county before my uncle did.
Oh, okay.
Well, not for the county, but for the school, for the city, whatever.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's what it was, though. But you know, I had to put a little sauce on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flexing my creative writing ability,
I was like, I wonder who that is, man.
You know what I'm saying? I had to do it for the city, you know what I'm saying? Let them know,
Yeah.
I got another one coming shortly. I'm going to, you know, put out there for the people. I should have been taking pictures because, man, I'd have been...
Right,
I've been killing niggas. I'm in the car, so it's a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Taking that nigga again.
Yeah, this is mad again.
Oh man!
But yeah, I'm just fucking with you.
So we talked last week. Second thing I'm gonna cover is you said Yoshi, not Yoshi. Shout out to Yoshi.
Shout out to Yoshi.
You said L didn't have Nelly CD.
He had it.
Not only one, a couple, two of them.
The same one,
yes, sir.
He did.
Yeah. Country Grubber.
He did. He hear it and say that he
no.
You called him and
he stopped me outside to ask me what we was talking about.
Which anniversary?
And every anniversary that we talked about last week,
he said
except Teflon Don.
He don't got Teflon Don.
He didn't have it with him.
Oh,
so
he
probably I'm sure he got it, but he had He had Notorious K.I.M.
I believe that easy.
Yeah, he had
New York. Come on.
He had Nelly, Country Grammar.
Wow.
Eddie had
suit and tie. He ain't got sweat and suit.
No, he might got it. He just ain't have it on him. Just
Nelly ain't got that. He'll just he'll tell you to go to Apple Music for that one.
Dynasty in the joint.
Oh, in his
Yeah, because he said he just had it with him. What was the other one he had? Oh, he had the R. Kelly Dumpster.
Yeah, R. Kelly. And Raekwon.
Yeah, he had a Ghostface Supreme clientele and Only Built for Cuban
Links. In the car with
in
him?
In the truck with him.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, R. Kelly on top.
In plastic.
Yeah, R. Kelly on top.
Yeah.
On top, bro.
That's nigga nasty. I'm about to kick him off my show for that shit, bro.
That's what we say. Hey, be so disgusted with this shit.
Ride around with it.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, man, he, that was wild because he had the Only Built in there, and of course, I got that to talk about today.
Did you listen to, Only Built,
for Cuban Links? Version? Uh-huh.
Did 30 you listen years. To his old one? I mean, the one that just came out?
Yeah, I did.
How is it?
I like it.
Really?
Just, it's grown, it's grown people shit. It's for niggas our age.
It ain't no Benny the Butcher.
Benny on it.
Okay.
Yeah, he got a song with the whole Griselda.
It ain't Stove God on there?
No, Stove. Stove only on FICO is my shit right now.
Okay.
And they playing that shit all over satellite radio.
So you like the new
That clip's my clip shit still.
No, I'm saying
Raekwon?
So you like the new Raekwon. Where?
Yeah, The Emperor's New Clothes is the name of the album. It's a it just New York shit, like they just it's just rap shit. It's shit I'm used to, shit I can not relate to, but I understand what he's saying, and it you know it makes sense to me. And he ain't too out of you know, he's rapping about just shit.
I'm gonna check it out.
I got to now.
And you said I wasn't a real hip hop fan, but I ain't gonna lie.
If I
could, yeah, because you said I said I wouldn't go to Miami to go to the Wu-Tang show,
but.
If I could have went to the one in New York, I would have went.
Oh, that was the last one I heard.
Man, really? They say that was the best fucking.
They bought out a lot of people or something?
Havoc came out, did the song with Ghost and Ray.
Uh-huh.
Then he did Shook Ones.
Uh-huh.
Who else came? They played the shit on satellite radio. I was listening to it on the way down here. Yeah.
So they probably somewhere streaming.
Yeah, Redman came out. Him and Meth did their thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of motherfuckers came, man. It was that's just, you know, yeah, I should, man. And the crowd was just so into it. Like, you could hear the fucking crowd rapping.
So, we just talked about this on my show. We was like, if a group you like, you know, somebody you listen to, whatever, and you got the opportunity to go to the show, go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm definitely, that's going to be my thing now because I know I'll never see that.
Have you ever seen them in person?
I only saw Ghost and Ray.
So you never seen all of them?
Never seen all of them.
Yeah, now these niggas 70, so you know they ain't touring.
Yeah,
you know. They might do like Ozzy Osbourne.
Nah, they 50. They in their 50s.
Nah, they 70. And then they...
they're in their 50s, man.
They'll
say, nah, 70.
Yeah, man.
They'll do one last one, like when they get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got to get held up by sticks and stones and
but
stuff.
But, man, I wish I would have seen that shit, though, man.
You had the chance.
I did.
Yeah.
And I blew it.
But, no, you want to buy your son a car.
No, that wasn't it.
That wasn't it. My car fucker.
You want to take care of your kids and shit, nigga. Right. Go to New York and see Wu-Tang. Right. Wu-Tang is forever.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yeah. And the children will say, go see Wu-Tang.
No, they
which you should have done.
Nah,
just fuck with you.
But you had a pretty interesting weekend.
An interesting Friday.
You made it to the Jeezy's Orchestra Show.
Yep.
The celebration of the... TM-101, Thug Motivation album, the 25 year.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, the 20 year.
20, yeah.
The 20 year anniversary. And you actually got to experience it 20 years later when it actually dropped.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. You was all black or black and white?
What did you?
All black.
What was your song? You wore what you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Just different glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to switch it up, but I was like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so how? I wasn't gonna...
So how was it?
It was dope, man. I didn't know, like, you know, you see the videos of people and you see everybody dressed up. You wonder the percentage of people that's really dressed up.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a good 95% of the people
really
dressed
really
up. Like, niggas was tuxed out.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because
me and my sister was trying to figure out, you know.
Were they just filtering
people? Yeah. Was they just showing 95%?
Be everybody was sharp. Baby.
Everybody, the women had the
sequins,
the gowns.
Yeah. Oh man. So that means you really had a ball.
Oh yeah, you know.
What was the age range? Give me an estimate.
Hours.
Hours.
Yeah.
So motherfuckers that really who it really meant something to.
Yeah, it was a couple of and I get, I don't know if it's like that in every city, but it was a lot of like just women. It was some dude, like it was very few like
couple
dudes by themselves. Mm-hmm. But it was like either couples or like a bunch of women. Like,
so do you think most of the dudes?
Yes, oh Jesus indeed.
so you think most of the dudes probably was locked up still?
No, these niggas been in and out. They out. A lot of niggas probably saw the video and got scared.
It was like, I ain't dressing up.
Ain't got no clothes like that.
Right. And that's, me and my sister was just talking about that. It's no way a motherfucker in their 40s shouldn't have a suit.
Right.
Oh, no, you don't need a suit, nigga. Wear a fucking tux.
I mean, yeah, tux. Get a tux,
rent,
suit.
Like, rent one.
Rent one.
Or whatever you got
to
do.
Nah, you supposed to have one.
You supposed to have one. You supposed to have a tux and a jacket
in
your repertoire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I caught the whole joint on sale, so I went in and
Just add one.
Yeah, and I didn't need it at that time, but ended up needing it. Oh no,
you
I needed need it for the joint last year.
Yeah, you're gonna need it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually, somebody gonna get married or whatever. Something's gonna happen. G's gonna put a Nas gonna put a show.
Nas has done it already.
Gucci gonna put.
I got the live album. I got Nas live orchestra album. But. So 95%,
good 95, yeah.
Dressed to the nines,
yeah. I was happy. Look good. Everybody looked good. A couple people had like fitted hats on, which was a weird choice.
Yeah,
some people just they just didn't have it, but they they tried to dress up a little bit. Yeah, which is a nice attempt.
Yeah.
Jeezy applauds you for that.
Get an A for effort.
A for effort. You know.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Opening. Was it an opener or did DJ just play it or did the orchestra just play?
He had an opening DJ.
Mm-hmm. So he got it.
A lot of bunch of Jeezy music.
Just got it hype, got everybody. Yeah. But he
probably heard of this guy. What's his name? Oh, this guy, he light skin.
DJ Drama?
Yes, DJ Drama.
Oh, wow. So you got to see Drama and G. Oh, so you basically got the mixtape.
Damn right.
Not really, because
Drama ain't do a lot of talking.
I mean, he did, but he was just like dropping songs. He wasn't really like
DJ. He ain't say DJ. Shout out to the Shaky Butts?
I don't know. I got it. He was just talking like, regular talk, but he wasn't really like DJing. You know what I'm saying?
You ever really listen to Drama talk? Hear that Philly shit?
I don't really hear a Philly accent with him.
He do. I mean, he don't really have an accent, but he just used the
Philly slang.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, used the slang.
So that was the opener. But I think I kind of made a mistake of listening to it on the way down there. Because I opened up, I was listening to, on the way down, and I opened up, I looked at my title app to search for something, and they had released, it was like, I have a albums, new albums you may be interested in. And it was that. So I just started playing and it's the same set.
Yeah, they
same ad libs.
Yeah, they did the orchestra.
Yeah, they got that album.
It came out Friday for the anniversary. He said he was releasing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you listened to it before you went.
Before I got there, yeah. So I knew how many songs he was gonna do off the album for one. And then like it was like 40 minutes. I was like, hold up. It got to be longer than this. I paid $100 for this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then he went away. They was playing like a video of all the times he got arrested and all kind of stuff. Maybe they did that before. They played another little video or whatever. And then he went. And if you look at clips, it's clips of him like with regular clothes on and a hat. He went and changed and then he did songs that wasn't on that album. And he did that for about another 30, 40 minutes.
Okay.
45 minutes, something like that. So, yeah.
So you got about a good 2-hour show.
Okay. And was there really longer than that. And then the same, bro, what's going on with leaving these motherfucking parking things, bro? You remember when we went to Project Pat and we was in there for like over an hour? Bro, I sat in my spot. So in the car that I was driving, if you just sit in there for an hour, it'll cut off. I sat in my spot for an hour and a half, dog. That's before I even backed up and got in the line.
Oh, wow.
I got in my car at like 10:40. I didn't even pull out of the garage until like 12:30.
Shit.
Yes. Bro, that shit was crazy.
Damn. Yeah, I'm looking for street parking from here on out.
Yeah, bro.
Any concert I go to, if I have to park in Uber or something.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not doing that. That's two times in a row for me.
Yeah,
that shit is wild. Like, we literally said that motherfucker 4 hours. So I know that was. And you was dressed up?
Yeah.
That make it worse.
Yeah.
So,
set list.
He did. I mean, it's just like if you get
the album
on Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it on it probably on all I say Tidal, but
yeah,
it's on
Apple Music, all that shit.
Too. Yeah, all of that shit. But it's the exact same.
Yeah.
Standing ovation. Let's get it. Sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. Ovation. Get your mind right. Mm-hmm. Air Forces. You know.
So
he only did like 12, 13 songs.
How did it sound? How did the orchestra sound? How did he sound with the orchestra live? Because the album, you know, of course, the album gone.
It sound good, but you can hear more of the drums
mm-hmm.
and stuff. The orchestra, you can hear the orchestra, but
it wasn't
and the guitars.
It wasn't loud.
The strings weren't like mm-hmm. not too loud like that, mm-hmm. but it was good though.
Yeah,
it was good. I think if they were like an orchestra place.
Yeah, with the acoustics for it.
Yeah, that might have been the difference, but it still mm-hmm. sounded good. It sounded like it doing an album though. Mm-hmm. So if you hear the album, that's how it sound really, okay. The mixing and all of that. And one thing about it, like, you know, for him rapping for like 20 years,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of like live performances.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, they know how to, like, people that really perform, they know how to like talk in the mic.
Yeah.
So he not yelling in the mic. He mm-hmm. ain't cupping the mic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he sound like he sound on the album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
the quality was
good. Quality good. Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't like, oh, but yeah. What's up? Welcome to the Joe Show.
Like Steve Harvey said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 40 motherfuckers on stage. Yeah. One bite.
Welcome to the Joe Show. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Joe Show. This is John Wally Jones. What's up? It's your boy Be Easy. That's how they sound. You see the difference? And you don't gotta cuff the mic.
Yeah.
Right. You can tell somebody when they really know what they're doing, how they hold a mic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to be fucking cool.
Yeah.
And you sound like this.
That's terrible.
Oh, man. Yeah,
but it was good, though.
So, which song did you enjoy the most?
What got
which,
the crowd?
Which one did you? You was like, this is my shit.
Here's the thing. For everybody listening, whenever you go to a show, the song you enjoy the most is the song you know all the words for.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So I know all the words for a few of these songs. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
Yeah, it was a few of them you felt like that.
Yeah. Like Bang ain't one of my favorite songs. I always skip that. So I don't know the words.
Twist your fingers up.
Bang, motherfucker, bang. Hey, let me tell you something. A lot of fingers got twisted. I was looking around like, you know what I'm saying?
You was in Savannah.
Yeah. Right.
Savannah's predominantly Crip.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's where Quando Rondo and them niggas from.
Okay.
And they all.
Okay.
Neighborhoods and.
No, they neighborhoods down there.
I think so.
Okay. Shout out to the neighborhoods.
Yeah, I got that when all that Quando Rondo and Dirt.
Oh, no, that stuff was going on. Shout out to Dougie.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know. Get Your Mind Right and Air mm-hmm. Forces and mm-hmm. Trap or Die, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Trap, go crazy, trap star.
Trap star. Did he say STAR?
No, it's STR. Yeah, TRAPSTR. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
He say A in the shit now.
No, he don't.
He does.
Well, did we have this discussion
before?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And y'all say he say A?
He say it. Okay. We gonna have this discussion forever. Because a lot of motherfuckers still don't say he's. A lot of people still say.
Some people even say he don't.
It took me a while. Like I had to hear it. But it's all in. He just run it together. That's all.
I think Go Crazy too, bro.
I know you went crazy on Go Crazy.
Not really, because
Jay ain't come out.
Yeah.
He said that's the reason. Yeah, that's the main reason.
And a lot of my favorite Jesus songs. Ain't on this album.
Okay.
So
they on albums.
Other ones, you know what I'm saying? Like the song Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeezy Like to Drink, Jeezy Like to Smoke.
That's on Inspiration.
I want to say he did that song.
Okay.
He
should have did a lot of shit off Inspiration because that was the follow-up.
The one song I know he didn't, I knew he wasn't going to do and he didn't do it is probably my favorite Jeezy song ever. It's Seen It All.
Oh, of course he wasn't going to do
that. I don't think a lot of people really was on that like that.
Not then, because they really didn't understand.
Yeah, but that song.
They didn't. They were trying to figure out why he still was talking about that shit.
Yeah, both of them verses.
On that song?
Both of them verses I can relate to heavily to them songs. You know what I'm saying? Backing up to 645. Yeah, I ain't had a 645 or 650, but you know, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Jay talking about, you know, driving in the S500. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was really, when them niggas was in class, was it S500?
Yeah.
I probably really did.
Yeah.
Front your uncle.
Yeah.
Give your auntie a couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I was in the S class. He was, you know, all of
he was
that
just
shit.
In class.
Yeah, you know, you know, so I relate to that song heavy. You know,
one thing we didn't discuss about that the 101 album was the only feature on there was only rap feature was Jay.
But I don't think he was on originally though.
He wasn't.
Yeah.
He went back and did the remix.
Do Akon count?
He ain't a rapper.
Is he? Because I heard somebody I heard them call him a rapper.
He do that T-Pain shit. He more of a, I mean, it's like harmonious rap, but
because I was thinking about Locked Up, and I was thinking was he singing or rapping?
He was singing. He sang the hook.
Yeah,
he did kind of rap.
He did rap a little bit.
It was something that he did, and it was talking about, you know, he said rapper Akon this, that, the third, or whatever. Yeah, and I was like, damn, is he really a rapper?
I wouldn't consider him a rapper.
But yeah, so Akon, no, Bun B on that.
Oh yeah,
Bun B on
Trap
that.
Or Die.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right. Okay, so yeah. But look at the two legends he had on his motherfucking
Post on the Block.
His first studio album.
Yeah.
He had Bun B and Jay-Z. Arguably two of the greatest from their respective places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, at that time, in 05?
Yeah.
Like, Jay was 10 years in. Mm-hmm. Like, six. Yeah, he was already 6 or 7 straight summers.
Mm-hmm.
Bun B was who he was. Mm-hmm. Pimp was gone, so Bun was jumping on everybody's shit from 2000 to 2005, like killing
Pimp was
shit.
There? Pimp was still alive then.
He just got out.
Yeah.
He was just getting out or about to get out.
Yeah.
Because
after that, that's when he started talking about Jesus.
Yeah, because he on King, on T.I. King album, because they did the front back.
And what you call it too.
What?
He's on International Players Anthem.
Yeah, but that was in 07.
That's what I'm saying. But you said he was dead.
No. I didn't say he was dead. I said he was locked up.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Pimp was locked up till about 04, 05.
Oh, you said gone.
Yeah.
He
was gone. Yeah, he was locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in 07. He died right after Players Anthem came out, really.
It was heart something, right? How did he die?
They say.
Consumption.
Yeah.
Lean.
Yeah.
Heavy consumption.
He was, they pretty much say EOD.
Oh, okay.
But didn't say EOD. So.
Oh.
And he had pre-existing conditions of sleep apnea.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You could die of sleep apnea.
Right.
You ever been around somebody with that shit?
Ooh, we.
Yeah.
Ain't no way you still alive.
Oh, shit.
I had a homeboy used to do that shit.
Yeah.
He had that shit, man.
Yeah.
And he'd be sitting there, laying on the couch, goddamn sleep.
Oh, man. So.
Chris was like,
so, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Rest in peace, Chris and Chico. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, did you, what did Jeezy wear?
I'm saying, you know, whenever I go to these concerts, man, you know what I'm saying, these niggas be dressing like me. I mean, he had the black, you see him with the black, you know, and the white on, but for some reason, he wanted all black.
He wore all black.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Not just like me, because I could see the shine in his, my cufflinks had a P in it. His cufflinks had diamonds in it, glistening to the seventh row or whatever. Yeah.
The light hit that summit.
It twinkle and glisten, like babies say. When the light hit the ice, it twinkle and glisten.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's another level of money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you get money like that, your skin supposed to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Right.
Heels on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know. Right. Yeah. Nigga get money like that, he wipe his face off different. Another nigga's wipe it off, he was dabbing it off.
Right.
You know,
you don't
rub that out, you block that shit out.
Block that shit.
That was Jesus.
Oh, shit. Pack over there, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
just man. Real comfortable on stage, you know, so.
First time ever seeing him in concert?
No.
It's not.
I saw him when he was with Hov and Trey Songz.
Okay.
Blueprint 3 concert up in Greensboro.
Okay, so that was like 11, 10 or 11.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, because that dropped in 2009.
Yeah, so it was like 10.
I never forget that album because it dropped the same day I got locked up.
They won't let you out.
Blueprint 3, mm-hmm. September 15, 2009.
Rough,
yeah. It's an unforgettable day.
Yeah, it
was. But yeah, man, shout out to Jeezy, man. Damn, I wanted to go to that
straight
shit.
Up.
I still got a chance, but I don't think I'm going to make it.
Where they going to be at? The one in Atlanta?
Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, that's the last one.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's what
August
I heard.
August 23rd.
Yeah. It was a dude, I was in the drink line. The dude was in the line. Everybody was so nice, you know.
Southern hospitality.
You know, but he was like, he asked where I was from, whatever. He came from Atlanta to go to that one because he said he waited too late and Atlanta one was sold out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They said Atlanta one was different.
Bitch, yeah, bitch, bananas,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I think that's what the guy said. Said, so many people. No. You know what? I'm lying. The one that they recorded
is in
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the Atlanta one.
The one they did for the album.
For the album, yeah.
Okay.
Word. Yeah, it was a lot of people from all
I
over.
Know they showed up for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They showed up in Savannah. They showed that. Yeah.
Did he do Go Get
Him? Damn, he had a look in the sky.
You see that shit?
Yeah.
That's why I asked this shit.
I'm talking almost instant discussion too.
Was he registered when I asked him? This motherfucker.
But you know what though? I was thinking about that earlier. Like whenever he's on a song of like on an album, like he on that Triller album.
Mm-hmm.
He on, you know, that song with Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta turn it, man. Mm-hmm. You know, only song.
I never liked speeding. The beat was hard. I just didn't like the song. I didn't like him on that song, honestly.
And when that song came out, I had a system in my car, so it used to hit.
That shit used to beat like hell.
Yeah, it used to hit.
Yeah, she used to beat like a motherfucker.
I'm trying. I can't listen to Fiesta Remix no more.
I know. We like, discussed it. Yeah.
Oh, God, man. This nigga. Man. It's fucking weirdo, man. Now I might not can't watch Blackish no more, man.
Mm. Why?
Anthony Anderson was on some weird shit back in the day too.
Man. Oh really?
What? Yeah, man. I'll try to show you out a clip when we get done, man. But yeah.
Oh,
come
God.
On, man. Now you I like Blackish.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I'll show you the clip, man. It's just some weird.
Oh God.
He was on a Lindsay Lohan show before she was grown.
Oh
said
shit.
Some weird shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man. But anyway, man.
Oh God.
You bitches get money and go fool.
Hey man.
Well, yeah. This is when he was fat. He ain't even had money back then.
God damn. I guess. So,
Oh man. Shout out to Jeezy.
Shout out to Jeezy.
Damn, I wanna go to that show.
Straight up, man.
Go ahead, man. Get them tickets.
Diddy. But he's still behind the wall,
mm-hmm.
of course. And I was just thinking about this shit the other day. I just wanted to talk to y'all. Well, bring it up while we was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy pretty much beat the feds. The super fed charges he had, he got off of.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about how these motherfuckers with all this money and this power do shit, how they move, how they get away with shit. You think they gonna ever try Trump?
Fuck yeah.
They try.
And
he got convicted.
Yeah. Even with this.
And he got elected.
With this Epstein shit.
The Epstein list to me is just, if there was a list, let's say like I do some fool shit, and there's a list of people who ever came to this studio, y'all names would be on there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it don't mean y'all partook.
Yeah.
It just mean y'all came to the studio.
And I say that because all that shit did, it wasn't involving, it wasn't, the issue of underage girls wasn't a main thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole Epstein shit is. It's about underage girls, right? That's the...
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what they did. That's what they did. They say he killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he killed himself. He shot himself 2 times in the back of the head.
Trump said in an interview, if he if he killed himself or if he was killed. When he said that shit, dog, that shit kind of bothered me. I'm like, these motherfuckers is in cahoots.
But he wasn't president when he killed it, when he died, though.
I know he wasn't.
But here's the thing about Donald Trump, though. He be on the internet just like regular niggas.
Bruh. Talking
so he be seeing them. No, but he be seeing them conspiracies and he be believing them shits, too.
Oh, he horrible with them, yo.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of people that be believing that shit. He creates them
and everything.
That bring a 10th grade brain, man.
Yeah.
But the level of power that man got is unreal. Because like you said, he was convicted, 34 felonies, and they still elected him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a different type of privilege, brother.
When he was running, it was one time where it was like, you know what I'm saying? It was like all like Christians was like, you know, white Christians or whatever was all behind him. And it was like outside of a church, and he was like, my favorite Bible verse is 2 Corinthians. To somebody who go to church, read the Bible or whatever, it's 2 Corinthians. So for somebody to say 2 Corinthians, you know they don't read the Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I thought that was going to be red flags. They didn't care.
But Trump, like, the reason I'm talking, dude, he like, of course all the rappers used to rap about him.
Because of money.
Right.
And he still like, he ignorant as shit. Number one. He ignorant motherfucker.
Most definitely.
But he funny as shit, man.
Not ignorant. He not ignorant, but he's smart because he said it years ago. He was like, if he would have run, he'd run as a Republican. But he also like,
because they eat up the lies.
Remember when he was running the first time and they tried to bring up the I grab him by the pussy, that audio clip.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So he was like, he said in the thing, he was like, I mean, it doesn't matter what I say. He's like, these people that follow me, he's like, I could do anything. Mm-hmm. I could shoot somebody in the head in Times Square and they'll still vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was before he got elected the first time.
Yeah.
So he knew it. So he know whatever he do, these people going to follow behind him. Like, and it's certain people like, let's say like you were like a R&B singer and you like had, you had sex with an underage girl on video. It would still be people that listen to your music just because they don't care. You know what I'm saying? So. That's just the people. That's how people are. You know what I'm saying?
Just like that, right?
People just like that. And once you find out,
CD in the car.
Had a CD on top of the other CDs and playing you. Like don't even hide it. You know what I'm saying? So once you realize, check this out though. Once you realize what it is you can do to get people to follow you, if you tap into that shit, man, you can do whatever you want, bro.
You right?
Like that Hitler shit. Like it's. All of them.
Hell, even with the rappers. Rappers do the same shit.
But but it's anybody like, and people like have a it's something in people that like want to follow behind the popular or the this or that, the person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that speaks to like, so the infatuation with rich people's lives. Like what, like Jay and Beyonce. They was in the news this week because they took out a second mortgage on their house. Why is that news?
Bro, I don't know.
You know what I'm like, why? Why are y'all, they took out a $57 million mortgage on their house. Whatever reason they did it for, they got it.
They borrowed that money to pay his son off.
That's what one of the headlines said.
Really?
One of the headlines said they took out a second mortgage on their crib. So that he could pay the kid off that was pressing him.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
You can make, bro.
This internet shit is unreal, man.
It's so easy to make up,
man. We need to go back to that.
We need to go back to caveman days.
That Nokia phone.
Bro, I could live.
That little brick.
Give me a house by the lake.
Here's the thing, though.
And I'm cool.
Even with the Nokia phone, people were still following behind bullshit. They just got the bullshit in a different way. Now it's not the TV giving you the bullshit or whoever else giving. Now it's the nigga who work beside you who can't have work get his work done.
Yeah.
Coming up with some dumb shit.
Yeah.
And people believing it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about like the infatuation with rich people's lives, man, is just unbelievable. Like
it's infatuation with anybody's lives. Yeah, but
Jay and Beyonce are billionaires.
Yeah.
They both have $1 billion of their own. They both billionaires by themselves. If they divorce tomorrow, Beyonce might get a little more. But they both billionaires. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Jay probably got an airtight fucking
prenup or something.
You know, this nigga here.
She probably made him sign. Was she worth more? No, she wasn't worth more than him when they got together.
That nigga say, I ain't even rub against her chest. Niggas get charges for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That nigga will try to keep his bread. Mm-hmm. So, them taking out that mortgage, like, they reported that shit.
How was that? I wonder how was that public knowledge?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. These motherfuckers
did they really do it?
I don't know, but it was reported. That's the thing. Why is somebody, people? No, I'm talking about
it up and report it.
We know more about these motherfuckers' lives nowadays. These phones and this internet shit, man. Mm-hmm. This shit, boy. These motherfuckers. I can't imagine how they feel if every time they open the fucking phone or go on something. It's some shit about them,
especially them, because they try to be more private.
They try their hardest to be private,
but for some people, they want to be in it. They, you know, what
people
I'm
love that shit.
People love it,
just like back in the day, the tabloids. Mm-hmm. That was the way they used to get the dirt out on motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. You standing in the line at the grocery store, goddamn, look at the damn stupid ass shit right there.
Yep. Now these niggas, their cell phones and ran a tabloid. Niggas out of business.
Man, them niggas. No, them shit still at the grocery store. They still in the grocery store. Yeah. They still in there, man. But it's just weird. Like you say, it's a lot of weird shit. Mm-hmm. But man, I hope they don't lose their house. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gives a fuck? Yeah. You know,
I did see that. I saw that maybe Wednesday or Thursday or something, whenever. And I just kept scrolling.
Yeah, like, that's okay. What I do too, but I scroll about two times and it right there again from another fucking source.
But here's the thing though, the majority of people are idiots and they don't know why they think that when somebody take out a second mortgage, that means shit bad.
They broke.
They broke. They need the money.
Jay and Beyonce ain't got no money.
They ain't got no money.
And that bitch got their concert going fucking crazy.
No, your aunt had to take out a second mortgage to get your dumb ass cousin out of jail. Right.
That's exactly right. They don't get it. Shawty making bread.
But that concert.
She making money. How she making money, B-Love?
Hand over fist. And she was making money hand over fist.
Straight up. Yeah, every fuck. Now, the chick took
tickets.
Her concert sell out every night.
Every night.
Every one of her shows is sold out.
Her cheapest ticket by what?
Probably $400-$500.
Cheapest.
Might be cheaper than that. They say you get a real cheap, like close to the day of. But I get what y'all saying.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. They sell out as soon as she report that motherfucker she going on tour.
She got $1,000 seat.
She do.
She probably got some $5,000.
That's what I'm saying. She got a couple.
She did give they reported some shit. She gave somebody, an 84-year-old lady, some tickets or some shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I didn't read it, but... And that's the shit like they need to report on.
Yeah, report that shit.
You know, like stop with them and what they doing with their house and shit. Like,
yeah, stop with that dude too.
With who?
The dude that was supposed to be Jay-Z's son or whatever.
Yeah, get out of here.
They say he dropped his.
Yeah, he dropped it, yeah.
I guess he did it. They took that mortgage out. I dropped some shit too.
They took that money and paid that lady for Shannon Sharp.
That's
who they did.
Man, hold up. Shannon got busy retiring, nigga.
Hold up, man.
Shannon put busy retiring.
I see some shit where they had two pictures. Mm-hmm. Shannon on one side, girl on one side. He paid the girl $28 million.
Mm-hmm. She's asking for 50.
On this side, he made $28 million in his career.
Oh, for baseball, for football. Yeah.
Shit, but that Cat Williams interview, that some bitch became, he got bread now.
Yeah.
That one interview sent him
over the roof.
Shit. Man, that bitch, boy, he started getting deals out of this world after that shit, man.
But still, I mean, what the f-
Man.
But they said
But you know, think about it. Now, them niggas weren't making no money in the
league. Yeah, especially in the NFL.
Yeah, niggas weren't getting paid.
All
their money still ain't guaranteed.
What the fuck are you? Why you feel like you had to get a girl that much money?
Shit, because whatever happened. Yeah,
whatever she got on tape.
Whatever she said he did that shit. Yeah.
$28 million.
$28 million.
He did $28 million worth?
Apparently so.
Shit. Jeez. She asked for 50.
She asked for 50?
Yeah. She was suing for 50.
The fuck he do to her?
Man.
I wonder where the number came from though.
Yeah.
Because it was, it's just at, when it first dropped, it just said they settled for an undisclosed amount.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, you know these motherfucking internet motherfuckers gonna find out. Somebody got down. Somebody working to leak that shit, man.
What, however much it was, she made an announcement saying she quit.
I'm retiring. She said she retired. They've been retired from OnlyFans, boy. This is the world we live in.
Right.
A motherfucker retired from taking pictures of her naked ass and videos
and
shit.
But not only that, she hit the fucking Supreme of OnlyFans. She went and then snagged the right one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And charged this fool $28 million.
Man, it's a little chick on there named Sophie Rain.
She black?
No, she white. She just went and brought a motherfucking private jet. She just went and brought a jet.
Off OnlyFans?
Off of OnlyFans.
Bro, I don't care how
dog, she looked like a little dog, and that's the weirdo shit. She looks like a little young white girl.
I don't get it, bro.
They like that shit, man.
They do.
They like that shit, right, bro. These motherfuckers like that shit. They like for these motherfuckers to look like little girls.
Who paying these?
She grown now. I'm talking, she grown. She might be late 20s, early 30s, but she looked like a little ass girl.
I wonder how much a subscription is.
I don't know. But this motherfucker went and brought a fucking jet, dog.
I'm telling you, I got a porn channel on my TV, and if it's something on there I don't like, I just have to roll with it, dog. I'm like, I'm not paying to see exactly what I want. I can't get that motherfucker for free.
This right. Shit, she would have brought a motherfucking jet.
I'll be flipping channels like, damn, it ain't no black women on this motherfucker.
Right.
Man. I guess I got to get with this white one right here.
Oh, man. Yo, like, this the world we in, man. This the world we live in, yo. Shannon putting motherfuckers in retirement. Like, he retired that chick, man.
But what in the fuck could he have done? What do you call a cracker?
Nah, he
it had some choking and some physical stuff.
Yeah.
He got a little physical with her.
So he's gonna do all that too. He said it verbally over the phone.
Yeah, it was one of the it was an audio tape of him saying some shit.
Yeah, she recorded him saying, you know, I might choke you in public or some shit or some wild shit.
Yeah. But he had got into it with another woman. He had to pay a couple $100,000 or something like that at a job. I think at Fox or somewhere.
Man, they just fired Joy. I won't be watching Fox no more.
They fired Joy Bryant. Joy Taylor. Why they fire her?
They getting rid of her show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I wonder if she going to make tell some stuff.
Possibly. Mm. Who knows?
Yes.
So you into all the sports women?
I used to like Malika, but...
Since...
She came out saying that fly shit.
What fly shit she said?
She just always fucking with niggas the wrong way. She yeah, she report on niggas totally different than she do white man. That type of shit. But she a fine motherfucker.
She
man.
Is fine. Yeah, she fine. I wonder why her and Jalen broke up.
Oh no, that's Molly.
Molly Quinn. Molly fine too.
But Molly had me watching First Take for no reason on mute.
You know who fine too?
I only like I can't listen to Stephen A in the morning no more.
He do y'all?
He just get too loud sometimes. I don't want to hear that shit that early in the morning.
You ever listen to your cousin?
Who?
For money.
No, he don't be on. He be on ESPN, but I don't know what shows he be on.
Oh,
I don't know if
check
him
out on YouTube. His show. Come
I watch him. I watch when he talk about albums and shit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, anytime he do one of them shits, I listen to it.
Word.
But I don't. It ain't football season yet, so I'm trying to stay away from sports because August 30th is going to be one of the greatest days in human history.
What happened on August 30th?
It's a slate of fucking college football games that's going to be unbelievable.
College football?
Yes.
Amateurs?
Yes. No, they're not amateurs no more. No, and your boy amateur. Just signed an executive order to cut out the third party NIL deals.
Don't say your boy, but motherfuckers think I'm a
your man. Yeah, your man. Oh, that's Doogie. Shout out Doogie. Yeah. Doogie, your man's tripping trying to keep the young boy from getting that bread, man.
So you think Doogie listen?
No.
Uh-huh.
I know he don't.
Didn't Buddy sign for some more money, too?
Who?
Doogie.
Lenore?
Yeah.
I'm sure they gave him some more, but it was a school trying to get him to leave for eight. They tried to offer him $8 million.
Something like that. That's what the rumor was.
Yeah, they offered him $8 million to transfer. Yeah, that nigga gonna be something special this year.
Yeah,
The Gamecocks gonna be scary as shit.
I hope
man.
So. I hope so.
They gonna be scary. They scary.
South Carolina climbing up, boy.
They scary, boy.
Xavier Leggett.
They scary.
Yeah. Trap. Oh, Lenars
might get out of there this year.
Yeah, because this is his junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could leave early.
He might get out of there.
He might stay though to play a couple years.
I hope he stays.
Yeah,
his brother there now.
Yeah, I'm saying so. He play a couple years.
I hope he stays.
Kind of money getting wild.
Yeah, and that's I appreciate the boy them paying them young boys like that because what's the hurry?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why leave?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you only get one life, dog. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that shit. Because right. Once you go to that, hell, it's all meetings and workouts. And
they got a nice facility over there off of, what street is that? It over there near the stadium, but it's off one of them side streets over there.
Shop.
Yeah. That's what, no. Well, no, I'm saying it's
Bluff.
I think it is off of Shop, bro.
Either it might be off
Shop Road, but I'm talking about where
Rosewood.
where the practice facility is. That indoor
practice
facility.
That's on that's Bluff.
Yeah.
That's Bluff Road.
Yeah, Bluff Road. But no matter what city you live in, when you rich, you love the city where you live.
Mm-hmm.
When you rich.
Yeah.
And he rich. Living in Columbia, yeah. It's a lot of shit to do in Columbia.
A lot of shit. Money. It's a lot of shit to do in Columbia where you got money.
When you got Bluff. Money.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, man, I went and delivered to that facility. It looked like a fucking Dodge parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so many Chargers out that motherfucker.
That's all the young niggas
on. It was so many fucking Hellcats out there and shit.
Oh, yeah. I meant to do this a couple weeks ago. Shout out to Colin Murray Boyles. Was drafted number 9 by the Toronto Raptors. That's my lawyer's son. Mm. I've known Colin since he was 4 or 5, maybe. But his pop and my cousin T-Rock best friends. So I've been knowing Colin, you know, for years. But he got drafted number 9 to the Raptors.
You know who boy that is, too?
Who? Who?
My man.
Yes. CL.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me he played with CL. Yeah. Yeah.
Guess who was in New York with him when he got drafted?
CL was with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up.
So was Chloe.
Who is Chloe?
Shout out to CL.
That's his mama?
No, Chloe Kitts.
That's his girlfriend?
Yeah. She played for the Gamecocks too.
Oh, yeah, that girl. Yeah.
But his mom, lawyer. She's super lawyer. She was, our relationship different. I was her first case. I was the first person she.
That was the time you got locked up?
Uh huh. I was her first case. After she finished law school. Like, soon as she finished, she
took a chance.
Right. No, I knew. She knew. She grew up around there. She knew everybody.
Oh,
now, so being a lawyer ain't nothing but knowing motherfucker.
True, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it really is.
So you knew him? You just knew? Okay.
Yeah, I know him.
That's a good 6 degrees.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know him very well.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, enough of the sports. Ready for football season, man. Ready for the super fight September. I'm just ready for football.
Super fight.
Mm-hmm. Canelo and Bud. Uh-oh.
I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't want to yuck your yum.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's going to be... Oh, it's a super fight for boxing fans.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas that love boxing really want to see this shit.
For football fans.
Football fans, Texas like versus Ohio State, the first week of college football is unreal. You got the national champion playing the team that should have been there last year.
Mm.
We fucked up.
That who I play for now?
Who?
Ohio State.
Oh yeah.
Hey, the way you laughed the other week when I said what number.
Because like, it's just something, I ain't gonna lie, it's something about that shit. Like, anything I do is like passwords and shit is possibly gonna be 1-8 at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I laugh, because it's just shit we do. I'ma ask Renzo if he used 35.
Oh, he do. We got Renzo one time because his login name was Renzo 35. We was like, and Gimmo start singing Renzo 35 for him one time.
Yeah.
Renzo 35. Yeah,
I'm
35.
Telling you. Like,
that's how I felt more comfortable with my 51 being everywhere.
I wonder if Gizmo used 40.
I don't know.
I'ma ask him.
I know
Bill don't do that shit.
Nah, Bill.
I know Bill. Bill don't give a fuck about that.
I can hear Bill now. Why would I use 30?
Why would I use 30?
With a serious look.
Yeah. Oh shit, Bill.
Looking at you like you dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Looking at you like you fucking stupid as hell.
I use 51 and everything. It was only one time I didn't like play and wear 51.
Mm-hmm.
It was like after my daddy died.
Mm-hmm.
So that year I played ball and I wore like 87 because that was his number.
Okay.
So,
yeah, but he was a softball legend, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, playing, that was his number like in high school and stuff when he played tight end.
Yeah.
But Yeah, my daddy was a softball legend, though.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Him and your uncle.
What state up there?
Uncle Moon.
Oh, yeah, Moon. No, Moon, my cousin.
I meant what cousin? My
yeah,
bad.
Moon, my cousin.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Ren say he...
He down?
Yeah. So he definitely be in this shit.
City. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let Edie.
He talking about I got to go to the game when State play A&T.
You know they, where you going to be at?
You know they scheduled us for their homecoming.
A&T?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That going to be a tough ticket right man, there, boy.
Fuck that. I don't want to go there. I told Rez, nigga, fuck them. I ain't going to that motherfucker.
Why?
Fuck them, man. You schedule us for the fucking homecoming so we can.
They gonna get that big. They gonna get that ass whooped.
No, I don't want to be around that shit. I don't want to be around they G-ho.
You ever fuck. Been?
Long, long, long time ago.
Yeah, it's been.
Fuck
a
that shit.
The name fits, dog.
Man,
don't hate. That's your rival.
My daughter's school. Yeah, that is our rival. But my daughter graduated from there too. My sister went there too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And Kendra. Shout out to Kendra.
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, Kendra.
My little cousin went there too.
Yeah, man, I don't fuck with them niggas. Yeah. I don't know them niggas. I don't fuck with them niggas.
They be lit,
let's go bro. With the whole group of us.
Man, fuck that.
With paraphernalia on.
Hell no. Nah. Oh, if I go, I'm going to have on Bulldog sneakers. Yeah. God damn it.
And you know what they're going to say. Country-ass niggas.
Country-ass
niggas. Bird niggas.
Yeah. They're right. I ain't even from the bird, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, you will be that day?
Shit.
Niggas going to walk in the stadium doing the Roy.
Right.
And he did do that. Jesus did. He performed that song.
Hide in a motherfucker right now. Hey, yeah. I've been in that bitch going crazy. That's my shit.
Huh?
Did he do it? He don't know.
He don't know.
That's South Carolina shit. Okay. Yeah, that's our shit. Like, they just happen to make the perfect song for that shit.
Yeah.
All he says, geeked up.
Yep.
Geeked up.
But
Rolling, geeked up. Bitch, I might be.
Yeah.
Roy.
It's crazy because the other week, Charlamagne had talked about the real Roy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did?
He was like, I think he was talking about the song or whatever. He was like, yeah, we got to dance to that song down at Orangeburg. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It was like, it was a guy who used to be at the gas station doing mm-hmm. the dance, and they mm-hmm. just made it to a song.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and Orangeburg was so, it was just a melting pot of people because of the colleges. Motherfuckers go there, motherfuckers mm-hmm. come, you know, graduate and just stay in Orangeburg.
Mm-hmm.
Become school like teachers. No yeah.
Okay.
You know, they still do, but you know, like.
Your time there was better.
Man.
That's how they be now. Why?
What a time.
When they be down there.
What a time to better. Be alive, yeah. Nigga. Nigga, I stayed in places motherfuckers can't even go now.
Oh, here you go.
For real. I'm dead ass
in the trenches.
Ooh, I stayed in the motherfucking projects.
In the trenches.
In the motherfucking projects.
Yeah.
You ever got your car broken into?
3 times.
Damn.
House too.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga, I stayed in the fucking hood.
They knew your ass was in school.
Yeah, nigga, I had roommates and all. Like,
damn, that's bold.
Yeah.
That's bold.
We stayed in the projects.
Them locals, bro.
Them locals don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Shit, bro.
They don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
It made you the man you are today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I met some solid niggas down there. Some solid locals.
Only reason I was in Gap, we had a, stay in that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nigga behind us that skinned deers on the porch.
So
he just be out there all the time.
He was a lunatic.
Yeah, nobody come around there.
Nobody would come around there.
His house probably was stank.
All the time.
Flies all the time,
that bitch is skinny, dude.
Oh, man, but it's going to be a good part of that game. I ain't going to lie.
When the bands go?
One of the best parts of State and A&T is the fucking bands going at it.
Yeah, that's
going to be a fucking game-long event. Like, the shit goes on from the beginning of the game to the fucking end.
The refs just got to understand, man.
Oh, they do.
They get it.
Because, I went, before my daughter graduated
mm-hmm.
from A&T,
mm-hmm.
she came down. We played A&T for the last time when they was in the MEAC.
Uh-huh.
She met me in Columbia. I picked them other kid. We went to the game.
In Orangeburg.
And man, when them I tell you, that the shit was so time. Wild, yo. And it was just wild because I you know, back when I was in school, I ain't really pay that shit no attention. I was walking around doing all that.
Right.
But I'm watching the game. I'm sitting in the stands with my kids. Nigga, it's a different event for
mm-hmm,
me now.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't with my homeboys. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, so. And I'm looking because my daughter's boyfriend at the time was on Auntie Band. Mm-hmm. So she was telling me, you know, she was explaining what was really going on. And I'm sitting and I'm like, this shit really is going on.
But how they were battling.
Yeah, they bat. So I'm talking about after the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fifth quarter.
Yeah.
They get to it.
Oh, my God. The motherfuckers ain't leave out the stands. Got everybody. And I'm talking stands clear. The band's just in there.
Still going there.
And they still going fucking. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what in the hell? Like, this is some real shit. But, man, they sounded so anti-band. Sounds so motherfucking good.
They band sound great.
Oh, my God.
They ain't not big, but they sound great.
No, they was big then.
Oh, they was big then?
Oh, my God. They was bigger than our band.
Oh, they was bigger than the state
band? Yes, they was. 2000. Was it, oh, you know, it was 20 or 21.
I know. I heard people saying, like, the band got smaller.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. But anti-band sounded so motherfucking good, man. Oh, my fucking God.
Come on, Jones. Let's go to that game, man.
Man, no, man.
And, man, we can go.
No, y'all don't understand. We didn't beat them niggas the whole time my daughter was in college. Do y'all understand how that conversation goes?
Okay, y'all lost.
Man, fuck that. Yo, this look, that's my daughter. Nigga, you know how I am about winning.
Well,
she the same fucking way, and she will not let. But I told her, I was like, well, y'all never beat us when I was in college. Well, that was so long ago. Yeah, it don't count. That was so long. I said, nigga, you was alive.
Jones, but you live. You live to fight another day.
Man, fuck that shit, man. Between Hampton and motherfucking A&T, I don't know which one I hate the most.
Right.
Mm.
For real.
I went to Hampton to see State play Hampton one year.
Because Hampton used to fucking, now they used to keep a five band too, but they was the only team every year when I was in college, we'd be 9-1 in the conference.
And they'll be the one?
They'll be the ones to fucking beat us.
Mm.
They'll be the ones to keep us from winning fucking me at. Used to hate them niggas. Mm-hmm. And their quarterback was from Columbia. That was the wildest shit ever.
Mm.
Nigga name was Prince Shepard or some shit like that.
He started fucking with the Chelsea, man.
Yeah, man. I don't fuck with Hampton. I cuss her ass out every time we talked.
Why she went to Hampton instead of?
She wanted to get the hell out of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, she'll never come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she don't like it now?
Yeah, she love it. She just don't want to live here.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, she love home. She come.
She graduated,
visit.
Ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She come. She teach. She got, you know, teaching
her. In Hampton?
Mm-hmm.
I got a whole Jonah living.
Yeah, my little cousin doing good, man. I'm proud of him.
Shout out to Hampton.
I got to tell her that. I don't think I told him. I try to tell my cousins and all my young people, like, I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I try to let them know, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Because
mm-hmm.
y'all could be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, could be fucked up out here in these streets, but y'all chose the right route. And y'all doing good for y'all fucking selves. Yeah. And I appreciate y'all for that.
And don't forget.
Thank you, and I'm proud of you. Yeah. Love you. You know what I'm saying? I try to tell all my little cousins that shit.
Because there's some young toothless motherfuckers out there, and that could be you.
I'm telling you. Right. You, boy, I'm talking about fucked up out here on these pills and shit, man.
Got a few.
Yeah.
Fucking with this music. The music got these motherfucking kids on the dope.
Yeah, I'm talking about got them out their bed.
Yeah.
Mostly the dudes, though. The girls
are pretty. Girl, and, you know, it's always pretty much been like that. Mm-hmm. But it be the niggas that get the girls on the dope.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So they stay away from these knucklehead ass niggas.
You seen Toya's daughter and that other little girl getting it in?
Toya who?
Toya James.
Uh-uh.
No, I ain't seen this.
My brother's the plug, my mom's a thug.
No. They rapping?
That's a song?
Yes. Y'all ain't heard this shit.
Oh, I heard this.
Come on, man. Oh my God, they got the hood what's going crazy.
What's really?
The what?
Yeah. My brother the plug, my mom's a thug.
Oh, Lord.
I gotta find
this. Snitching on Daquan. Shout out to Quaid.
Yeah, but it riding a little bit too. You bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
What, it's on social media?
Hold on, let me see.
It might be on Lord, YouTube.
These girls done made a song.
Yeah, and it riding
that's the,
a little
that's
bit.
The name, her name Tori?
Yeah.
I used to teach that little girl, man.
Shit. That little girl rapping.
Oh, God. I knew she was going to be a gangster anyway.
My mama a thug.
Yeah, because her mom was a thug.
And my brother
said drill.
The plug.
I mean, brother the plug. Lord have mercy, Jesus. But this...
They on YouTube. Party on Us.
Party on Us. Shout out to D-Town.
Mm-hmm.
This straight out the hood right here, too.
It about time for a girl to pop out of Dollarton, though. Okay. A lot of dudes been doing some rapping stuff in the PD area.
Yeah.
They popping out, bro. Y'all might.
What's the name of it?
The last one was Party on Us.
Party on Us. What's her rap name? I'm
about to make me lie. Oh, they just dropped this one a day ago.
Oh, God.
Party on Us. What's the name? I put Party on Us, but.
All caps run together.
Oh, it run together.
Like Party Next, though. Good God Almighty. No originality. Oh, man.
Oh, that look. She looked like a, I know that.
Oh, she did. Yeah, she looked just like a woman, though. She's like,
I know
man.
That girl.
I know you do. You know her whole family.
Right.
Shit. Talk about her.
Her brothers and
all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncles and everything. And that Pete niece?
Yeah.
Yeah. That Pete sister kid. Oh, shit.
I'm telling you.
Oh, they getting sued. I think they record this at the studio in Dallas.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Deep in this bitch, it's a lot of us. All that stomping and clapping the party show.
Okay.
Got bottles on bottles that down on us.
Oh, shit.
Moving this bitch. Hey. Straight acting the fool in this bitch.
Oh, shit.
Don't step on my shoes. I get kind of rude. Ain't no telling who I'm about to hit.
Okay,
I
see.
The plug. My mama's a thug. I'm so you know we skinny shit.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
This might be the one to get him.
Okay. If it ain't about money, keep walking.
And they got another too, man.
Got me nervous as hell, what you call it.
Exotic.
You know I pull up on that fuck.
And do.
You can tell that little bitch she can't touch this.
Put and do.
Nigga, don't you do not turn this off yet. Hold yeah, up, B. Hold up, hold up. Don't turn it off.
Hold it, get nasty.
I know it ain't about 2 minutes long. Whoever did this beat? Who did this beat? Hey, man.
Did they get
this shit
plug,
don't man? Sound bad at all.
It don't.
It sound better than Sexy Red shit. She oh, yeah, said yeah. One thing about her pussy yet.
You see that plug light? No, they thugging.
That's what I love, Bo. You could be a woman rap without talking light? About that shit.
Somebody else just had this beat not too long ago. Was it Big X the Plug?
Yep. Big X the Plug. That's he it. Had to.
They switched it up a little bit.
Yep.
You're right, B. Yeah, that's yeah. That Big X.
That shit yeah. Cold.
They got plug life?
Nah, I don't see it. I went to their channel.
Plug Life coming next.
They only got 2 subscribers. Come on, let me subscribe to this.
Right.
Let me subscribe. Party on us.
Hey, man. Yo, that shit was, I like that
she
beat.
She talk like her mama, too.
All of them talk the same. You know that Sonya James niece?
Yeah.
Her mama and Sonya mama's, I mean, her mama and Sonya's sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That red sister.
Yeah.
Fonte,
all them, yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay,
that shit didn't sound half bad.
They sound
running to it.
They gonna have
that beat was cold.
Yeah, that beat cold.
That beat cold.
They gonna have 2 people popping their family right now then, cause
Lil Fonte going fucking crazy. That motherfuckers in Alabama doing his dances, man.
Oh, for real,
man.
They did pretty good.
She got worked with her brother. She posted a video of her brother on social
doing
media.
Doing the boots on the ground that he got?
Doing the one where he stand there, he do the slide and take their feet and do that right there.
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
But I don't think he made that, though.
I think he did.
You think he made that?
I think Fonte made that dance.
Now him and Ellis got a dance.
I think them the 2 that made it. I think they made that one.
They got another one with they.
They always, like, do they just sit around and create
though.
Shit?
They got a song, though.
Do they just sit around and create dances?
They call it Dollar Town Swing or something like that.
That was the first one though, right? That was before all this other shit.
No. You're talking about the D-Town Swag.
No. I'm talking about that shit you...
The D-Town Swag?
Yeah. Because they had a song for it.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit came about a year or two ago, right?
Nah.
Last year.
Last year around homecoming.
Yeah. I remember because they was like, y'all better learn this shit when y'all get homecoming. Man, I'm not wearing that shit. And there was some motherfuckers out there with them boots and fans on.
And you know what? The boots on the ground is here to stay.
Oh, yeah.
That shit been going strong for a year.
It's not
for over a year.
It's not going nowhere.
No.
Cause Dusty niggas needed something to do.
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere.
They can't get clean and go to the club, you know what I'm saying?
It's not going nowhere.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
Shorty
they can be dirty
the little mulatto chick, she'll one trick pony and that trick about to run out.
What she did?
That same dance. She got to learn to dance.
Oh, you talking about you talking to Miss Girl.
Yeah, she got to learn her dad.
Yeah.
But she did what with the black, you saw the shit she did with the dude. They did the shit together.
Yeah.
That's a little different, but she's
that's
still,
the dance boy be doing though.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
The little slow dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was kind of popular for, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, they all, the one thing the other girl got that she don't got, that she really do be teaching a class.
Mm-hmm.
The little black girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. She really would teach a class, so. But you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that whole thing just kind of, as far as like having celebrity
mm-hmm.
dancers, yeah. that, like, come on, man. I ain't knocking nobody hustle or nothing. But just do the dance.
Yeah. And keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Yeah. But it really wasn't them, though. It was people boosting them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the boots on the ground.
Shout out to them.
Too hot for that shit.
Man. I swear it is. They talk shit about that Atlanta one, though.
Outside kicking up dust and shit. Yeah, fuck out of here.
Boots on the ground.
They had one in Atlanta.
What they did? Ooh,
it wasn't good.
No.
Too hot?
No, it wasn't even that. It was the wrong location.
Oh.
And it wasn't a lot of people.
Too small.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of people. They ain't had no horses. They ain't had no dancing.
Oh.
You know, oh, really?
Oh, so they just did some.
Some of them chunky chicks wanted to go dance.
Oh, it was just some shit they just said. Yeah. And it,
want to see a horse or two.
Oh.
They did it at the Motor Speedway.
Oh, okay.
I think,
hey, that shit need to be in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, in the big ass cornfield. Yeah, some
didn't something happen at that one or something? It wasn't like nobody got shot or nothing, or?
Damn, they shooting at the fucking chicks now?
Some of them. I know early on.
They shooting at the shits?
I know early on.
Why niggas can't, why we all just can't get along, man?
Nah, but it's only certain places, like around here. It don't be none of that, but like, I know it was one in like Alabama,
mm-hmm.
early in the summer, or late mm-hmm. in the, it was like some big one and some shit happened or mm-hmm. whatever, like some fighting. But for the most part, it don't be, but every now and then you'll hear something happen at some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that happened at that one, I think.
Yeah.
It was, like he said, it was the wrong location and people was complaining.
Mm-hmm. Word, man. But yeah, man, before we get out of here, I don't know if I'm gonna do a show next week, so I'm gonna go ahead and go back to this digging these crates for this Raekwon, only built for Cuban links, and it's turning 30.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it turned 20, was it 20 or 25 that I went to the show? I think it was 25. That might have been 2015 when I went to see them niggas. But it might have been 2020. No, it wasn't 2020 because COVID was running rampant in August of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But they came, I went to the show. They did the 20th reunion for Only Built for Cuban Links. And them niggas walked out like they played the intro of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that beat dropped, them two niggas came out when the beat dropped for the second one. Like, they was doing the talking and shit from backstage, from the intro. And that shit say, doom, 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 doom. The song to start, a knucklehead start. Them niggas walked out, man. We went, man, the crowd went fucking bananas, yo, in Columbia at the Music Farm.
Yeah.
That shit was, that was one of the best fucking, them and the Locks put on great shows. Ghostface and Ray together, mm-hmm. and Jadakiss, Cheek and Stop, them boys put on hell of a, they you perform.
You went to the one in Charlotte for the Locks?
No, I went to the show, I went before the 30th shit. I went years ago. I saw the Locks before I saw Ghost and Ray.
I got you.
Yeah. But they put on a hell of a, it might have been after, but I saw them all at the Music Farm.
Music Farm.
Uh huh. Yeah. No, we saw Jadakiss at the Coop.
Okay.
Yeah, we was at the Coop. That was a long time ago.
That was in what city? Charlotte?
Columbia. Yeah, because I met Jadakiss in the store that morning.
Really? Oh, at your store?
Uh huh. When I was working at Champs. He came in Columbia. I was working in Columbia on the mall, so that was 2014.
He gave you tickets?
No. I already had my ticket.
Damn.
Yeah, I had my ticket.
Like, but I got
met,
a ticket.
I met him and right. shit.
Did you tell cool him you was fella. Coming?
Yeah, I told him.
Did he like, come holler at me backstage?
Nah, I ain't said none of that.
Damn.
What kind of shit is that, right?
Yeah. Gave him a good discount and all, man. Looked out for him. Yeah, it was cool. I was cool. No. I told that nigga, just make sure you put on a hell of a show, man.
No, fuck that, son. Hold up, B.
But these two niggas right here.
Yeah.
When we talk about duos and motherfuckers with back and forth shit, I don't know if they was that great at it or if they just sounded good together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put them two niggas on the song together, the shit just go, like, look at Ice Cream. All these years later, Ice Cream still one of their top fucking songs.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite songs is Verbal Intercourse on this album. Mm-hmm. But leading up to Verbal Intercourse, it that the whole out Incarcerated Scarfaces, Glaciers of Ice, Criminology, Shark Niggas, like Ghostface fucking skits on this shit. The shit he talk about, the wallabies doing the claws. I got a crazy album. Kill niggas this summer, you know? Like, that shit was classic. Dog, that shit was, that's classic fucking material. You know what I'm saying? Even the Shark Nigga shit. They talk about how I don't want no rapper sounding like me on nothing. And that's, dog, that right now is where them niggas did not want to be.
Action Bronson.
That exact, that nigga sound just like Ghostface. Ain't white.
Crazy. But he really do talk like that.
He though. Really do. I'm talking about, like, he sounds just like Ghostface, dog.
In a way.
He sounds. You never heard I'm him? Talking about. He sounds just like that nigga. You probably did. I swear to God. Shit. Action Bronson sounds just like. And Ghost approached a nigga about the shit. Ghostface said, he was like, I approached a nigga. And when he started talking, I was like, well, damn, this motherfucker sounds just like me, for real. Like, he sounds just like him.
Two of them fucking idiots.
And Ashton can rap, too.
Yeah, he can rap.
Yeah, he can rap. Yeah.
He got that shit on his own, too?
Nah, he don't do none of that.
He you know how some rappers, they don't talk how they rap?
Mm-hmm.
He sound exactly like the way he talk. Yep. That's how he rap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to find a clip of him.
Murphy, everybody flash it with a knock. But RZA blessed these boys with these fucking beats. And I always say that, I said my unpopular opinion is that Liquid Swords is better than this album. Mm. And I always say that because of the grit and grime that comes with Liquid Swords.
Mm.
Like, it's just, it was more grimy. This shit was more polished. These niggas talking about money, jewelry, cars, clothes. Like, Jizzle wasn't talking about all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what he was talking about. But these niggas was on that mafioso shit.
Mm-hmm.
This, that Kool G rap era shit. Like, Kool G directly influenced this album, to me. Now, they gonna give you your jewels in the shit because they on that mathematic shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what they do. They gonna give you some, but a lot of their shit was, they talk about how they sniff apes and all that shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. On Knuckleheads, the first song that nigga said, at the end of the song, he's like, let's go sniff an ape.
Damn.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, damn. Like, that's, them boys, I mean, they showed that shit in the series. Raekwon was, you know, on that shit pretty.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get his shit together.
What about Ghost?
Ghost was, yeah, Ghost was a dope dealer.
And a user.
He smoked the dirties and shit. And sniffed a little here and there, but that
explains that shit on his
that's
own.
That's the era shit.
That explains it. That fucking explains it right there.
Now that Eagle shit ain't come till later. That shit, he ain't do that till late 90s. Like, he ain't did that till after the double album came out, the Wu-Tang double CD came out. That's when that Eagle shit came. That shit came around Supreme Clientele, Pretty Tony time. Because that's when he started wearing the robes and shit, like Ric Flair. All that shit came around the same time.
Coming down off all that drugs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no, he had almost died from diabetes. That's why I don't think he really did drugs like he say he did drugs. I just know probably before like early 90s when the boys doing 36 Chambers and shit. Probably on that shit pretty bad. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Before they got, but you know, when niggas get rich, they really don't. I don't think niggas like that because they know what that shit do to you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think niggas like him, like, yeah, I'll fuck that shit. I'll smoke me some weed and I'll be good.
Mm. You smoking something? Yeah.
But this goddamn album is going to always be a five mic classic to me. Beats was great. Capadonna was Capadonna.
Mm-hmm, true.
Capadonna got some of the hard, like, but he, his album was cool, but all his great verses is on other people's shit.
All of them.
All his hard.
He might have the best Woo verse ever.
On Winter Wars?
Yes, Lord.
That's the best verse. And he did it live at the Philly show over another beat.
I could do it live over another beat.
Oh, shit. Can you really?
Come on, man.
You know that verse?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who don't know that verse?
I don't know. It's a lot of motherfuckers.
I got it. Hold on. How it started?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I just listened to this shit all the way down here.
I got to hear how it
Now you got to find it.
Yeah. Got to. Come on, man. I got to hear. Let me see.
You got to listen to all that.
Oh, shit. God damn.
Go back. Oh, yeah.
I went back a minute.
He rapped about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, he went crazy now.
Come on, man.
He went fucking crazy.
Yeah, this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might have to.
This might be. You right. This might be the absolute hardest verse.
You heard of the raps before, but can't wait for the summer song. I keep dance all strong. Beats ever more.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Gonna be.
Oh shit! Yeah! 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 They turn that shit up. But okay. that beat, I don't know what the fuck RZA used to be that listening to, or I don't know how he used to come. Not even watching the fucking the documentary. I mean, not documentary, but the American Saga shit.
Mm-hmm.
His thought process, the way he say he came up with shit, it was pretty interesting. But goddamn, man, some of the shit, like when he. When he did the double album, he was like, fuck, I want to do this with an orchestra. Like, Reunited, yeah. That shit so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, you talk about pushing the envelope and finding new sounds. That nigga was, he was one of the first niggas to use a voice fucking sample.
Mm.
In Cream. Like that, ooh, that's a sample. Nobody never used a voice sample. They just used a sample of beats. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now RZA was, and the way he constructed, like, think about it. This album, Method Man dropped in December 94.
Mm-hmm.
After In the 36 Chambers dropped, Method Man was the first solo to drop. This was the second one. No, ODB was the second one. ODB dropped a couple months ago in 95. Then this one, then Genius comes next.
Mm-hmm.
So all those albums, none of them had the same beat. If you listen to all, like, none of them shits got to say, you know how motherfuckers recycle beat? Mm-hmm. Just never recycle the beat. I never heard of recycle a beat. Timbaland got songs, One in a Million, Cheers to You, and Jigga What Jigga Who is the same fucking beat. I don't know if it's Genius or if it's, you know, just what it is.
Like, but Sped Up or Slow Down.
Yeah, it's the same. All three of them songs got the absolute same fucking beat.
But not the same, like, bass line.
Not the same tempo. It's something different to it.
But okay.
But they all got that. Dun, 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 dun. All of them got that.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same. It's basically the same fucking beat.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know, like I said, I don't know if that's Genius or if it's just getting over.
Might be a little bit of both. A
little bit of both. But RZA, he don't recycle no beats, none of that shit. And I just appreciate shit like that, man. And I'm probably going to listen to Cuban Links on the way home today. I did listen to Teflon Don last weekend. And then 15 years later.
Mm.
That shit don't sound 15 years old.
Mm. Especially not, what's that song? Aston Martin Music.
Yeah, Aston Martin Music. Super, shit, super high.
Super High, I mean, yeah.
That shit just, you know, it just.
Super High is how I got on the Currency.
Okay.
I think I said that last week.
But goddamn. Because
he had the remix.
Yeah.
That's how you got on Currency.
It's fucking just like, I like timeless shit. Mm-hmm. I like shit that's not dated. I like timeless shit. And.
So what, most of these songs right here was off of that movie, Don't Be a Menace.
No. Yeah, that
was Win Awards.
Yeah, Win Awards was on.
That was on Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace. Now they might have played a lot of the movies in, a few more songs in that shit, but yeah, that went to wars because yeah, that's when Grandma pulled up with in the 6'4".
Right,
that's why I think that shit made me love the song even more
because of that scene, man.
What up, nigga?
we were talking about. It was me and somebody, and I was telling them like. The soundtrack and the score for the movie is different.
Different, yeah. Now, the soundtrack was tough, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, because your boy had a song on that motherfucker. Man. Not your boy. Ooh. But the weirdo he was talking about earlier. He had a song on that bitch called Tempo Slow.
I never heard it. Never will.
Oh, my God.
Probably a sex scene that happened.
It was.
And it probably was adult, so he had
it. Damn.
Fucking weirdo.
Eat him up.
It was.
Hate that nigga, man. It's like was. That. I don't. He's nasty, but the people that defend him is just worse.
Yeah, I don't defend him. I just listen to his music every once in a while.
Oh God, this nigga. Oh,
God. I love it. Everyone's gonna be looking at me peasant. You're gonna call me a peasant soon. Yeah.
You gonna do it, son. You got daughter, son. Word the mother. You got daughter, son. How could you?
My daughter's grown.
Well, they're too old for world killing, so.
Yo, shit. Oh, man. But yeah, man, we about to get out of here, man. I appreciate you, B. Word. As always.
Thank y'all.
Letting me go down memory lane with this old Wu-Tang shit. But I'm gonna try to find that boy, this shit right here, man. That shit, that it. Hearing Scarface in that motherfucker, just remembering the movie, like nigga, this.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I was like, damn, that remind me of that scene on when he was couldn't grab the damn the little speakerphone thing,
talking shit. You wanna go to war?
Yeah, man.
But that's them boys, they RZA used a lot of movie clip samples and you know what I'm saying, all that shit. Cause one of my favorites is when they used the shit from the Mac right after Verbal Intercourse going into I think it's Wisdom Body is the name of it. But he's like, I keep them looking good, pretty and all that, you know, but no dope. And I be the bitch, I got a bitch. Right on. There it is. At Pretty Tony from the Mac. That's the shit, like that's that pill shit right on. That, but that came straight from the Mac. I think it was like a shoe shine scene or some shit like that. Pretty Tony talking that shit. Yeah, bitch, wake up with some money. She's subject to go crazy.
What somebody say I go get your fucking shine box.
Goodfellas.
Okay.
Get your fucking shine box.
Nickels. It tinkles.
Yeah, man, that was Goodfellas. And they killed that nigga that same night.
Mm-hmm.
He disrespected Tommy.
Nobody disrespected Tommy. Tommy, and like nobody can laugh at him.
Go get your fucking shine box, Tommy. Ooh. About to introduce myself. You want the man? Well, honey, you rated top shelf. What's your name, hun? Hair wrapped up in the bun. Just like glass in the sun. Oh, man, we get to get out of here, man. Play that Verbal Intercourse for me, man, so we can hear the GOAT.
The GOAT
got there. They had to go get the GOAT for that one. They had to get the GOAT for this one, man.
He trying to get under my skin, Wallace. That's his cousin.
They had to get the goat for this one, Jew. They had to get the goat.
That's your goat for real?
That's the GOAT. I didn't say my GOAT. I said the GOAT.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm talking that shit. Let that Jones boy do his thing, man. Don't hate on it. Don't turn it on.
You say you want me to play Super Ugly after this?
Nah. Oh. I don't want to hear that shit. Do the lights, cameras, and clap. Clap and get us a gold. Whoa. Mm-mm. Wow, like yeast. June, appreciate you, man. Tell them where they can find you, brother.
Hanging out with these cool cats and yeah.
Oh, man.
Pause it.
Appreciate it, bro.
I appreciate it.
Easy.
Yeah.
While the goat talks.
That's your goat. It's cool.
Tell them where they can find you, man.
I was trying to think of a cool Jesus line to say.
From
I ain't got nothing.
To the tomb, pursue the update.
You can find me on every Monday on DJ Blaze Radio. That's your podcast.
Word, man. Yeah. I appreciate you, man. And it's your boy Jones, man. Geared to listen to this verbal intercourse. Y'all do some research, man. Check out that verbal intercourse. And I'll let your boy. Peace. Smack him in his cabbage in the woodwork. Crack sales bubble like bullworks in the projects. Richest niggas rocking all the real work. Police questioning. Rooftop cats investing in. Trading in their Lexuses. GS.